This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, everyone, welcome back. Parshas Boy. I want to share with you what I believe is an original idea based on the Parsha. We've learned over the years that the Ten Makos, although at first glance it seems that it's some kind of a circus act over here, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is mocking the Egyptians, Eis Asher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim, and we have this perception that, you know, the Makos, God brought pandemonium to Egypt, so, you know, the Ringling Brothers and Barnum Bailing Circus maybe is out of business there, but don't worry, every year we could think about it when we learn the Parshios of Va'era and Boy. I told you when I was on the plane going to Turkey, the plane had many Hasidim on it. I said, oh, where are you going to Turkey? No, where are you going? We're going to Egypt. Going to Egypt? What's in Egypt? What do you mean? It's Parshas Va'era. Where else do you go, Parshas Va'era? I say, you know, you're pulling my leg. No, they're absolutely serious. Every year they go to Egypt, Parshas Va'era. But we learned that on a deeper dimension, the ten makos correspond to the ten statements with which God created the world, which is quite remarkable. And we explained from the Tzrar Hamar that Pare was a heretic. He didn't believe God created and controlled the air, the water, the land. So God said, you don't believe I control the air? Check out Barad. Check out Choshech. You don't believe I control the water? Check out Dam. You don't believe I control the Aretz? Check out Kinem. And the Maharal of Prague explained even more precisely how each statement with which God created the world corresponds to a particular Makkah, and each Makkah demonstrated Hashem's control over that area of creation. So the Makkah was, so to speak, take two of creation. And the Maharal basically said that the Makkahs correspond to the statements with which God created the world backward. So the Makkah of Dam, Adam, Dam is blood, that demonstrates you don't believe God. The Makkah of Dam corresponds to Na'asa Adam. You don't believe God created man. He created man's blood, his muscle tissue, his bones. So all your water will turn to blood. You'll see God's control over the blood. On the other hand, Makas B'chayrois, you don't believe God controls the beginnings. That corresponds to Bereshis. Bereshis Nami Mamar. You don't believe God controls the beginning. Check out what happened to your beginnings, Makas B'chayrois. Now, we also mentioned that it doesn't go completely backward in order. Just the first statement of creation corresponds to the last Makkah. The last statement of creation corresponds to the first Makkah. And if you remember, Makos Arba, the plague of locust, that corresponds to Toitzi Haaretz Desha, let the earth sprout herbage. So, if the Makkah of Arba corresponds to the growth of the trees, the branch, the trees, the bushes, the grass, that was upheld with Makas Arba. And we explained, Paroi did not believe that God said Toitzi Haaretz Desha, Eitz Peri, Oise Pri Leminoi. So God said, you don't believe I control, I created the plants, the herbage, the grass? Watch this. Check this out. Look how I'm going to send the locusts and they're going to consume all the produce. So Rav David Kohen, Rav Shiva of Hebron, he points out an amazing diuk that if Makas Arbe upheld the statement of creation, Eitz Peri Oise Pri, then let's point out one incredible diuk. We know on the third day of creation, when God created the herbage, He said, "Vayomer lekem tachi aretz deshe eitz peri oise pri." God said that there should be not just trees that produce fruit, eitz peri, trees that taste like fruit. But we know the earth didn't listen to God, like it says, "Vatoitzi aretz deshe ve'eitz." Oisepri, trees producing fruit, but they're not Eitzperi. Says Rav David Kohen, if the Makos were merely upholding the corresponding statement of creation, then lo and behold, when you analyze the Makkah of Arba, God said that the Arba vi'achal es kol ha'etz hatzamei l'masada, it will eat all the trees. And the pasuk says, "Vayichas esein kol ezor vayichal kol ezor es ves kol pre-ha'etz." The grasshoppers only ate the fruits. What's going on here? We have disobedient grasshoppers. Why aren't the grasshoppers listening to Hashem? And says Rav David Cohen, because they can't be better than their predecessor. They can't be better than the real thing. They're just upholding, verifying, authenticating the statement with which Hashem created the world. So when Hashem created the world, He said the trees should taste like fruit and produce fruit, but the trees didn't listen. They only produced fruit. So when God recreated the world through Makas Arbe, so the Arbe were supposed to eat the trees, but they didn't, so they ate the fruit. Okay, that we know already. I'm just reviewing what you're already familiar with. Now, I want to tell you a great gift that dawned on me yesterday morning and today, this morning, when I was saying the Hallelujahs. Because we're learning about the Hallelujahs. And so I said, you know, we're learning about it. I should probably have a little bit of Kavanah when I say them. So let's think for a moment, the first Hallelujah. The first Hallelujah is Hallelujah, Halleli, Nafshi. That's Hallelujah number one. What's Hallelujah number two? I need a siddur over here. 1 second. Okay, Hallelujah number two. Bear with me. Okay, Hallelujah number two is Halleli Nafshi Es Hashem. That's a Ki Tov Zarma Lekenu, Ki Nam Nava Sihila. Now we learned that Hallelujah number one is our era, before the coming of Mashiach. Hallelujah number two is the coming of Mashiach. Hallelujah number three is when Mashiach comes. Now we learned when Mashiach comes, God is going to recreate the world. And in fact, let's look at this Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah es Hashem min hashamayim. Praise God from the heavens. Hallelujah b'meroimim. Praise Him from the highest heights. Hallelujah kol malachav. Hallelujah kol tzivav. Hallelujah shemesh v'yareach. Hallelujah kol kach v'yar. Hallelujah shemesh v'yareach. This is praising God from the heavens because God is recreating the heavens in times of Mashiach. Hallelujah es Hashem min haaretz. Taninim, eishuvarad, shag v'kitar, ruach sa'ara. Eitz peri! Huh? Eitz peri? It should say Eitz oisa peri. Since when do trees taste like fruit? By the way, this morning was not the first time I said Hallelujah in my life. I've said this parak before. It's not the first time I said this Hallelujah. Why does it say in Tehillim Eitz peri? It doesn't. There is no Eitz peri. It's Eitz oisa. The answer is the Yemais HaMashiach. Yemais HaMashiach, we're going to revert back to what Hashem said, Eitz peri, oisa peri. I think so. I think it's pretty good. I didn't see it anywhere, but it has to be. So now we have a great tie-in to the Parsha and the Tefillah Shir. So in Parshas Bereishis, God said, Eitz peri, oisa peri. But they didn't listen. It was Eitz oisa peri. And then again in Parshas Boi, God says, Ve'ochaz kol ho'etz. But again, the Arba don't listen. Instead, it ate as Kopriyites. But in Tehillim, the third Hallelujah, which is the Hallelujah for the Yemais HaMashiach and the new world order and the new Bria of Shamayim V'aretz, we say, Hallelujah Hashem and Aretz, Eitz Peri V'chol Arozim. Okay, Rabbi Sai, I just wanted to share that one with you as well. And we're going to start the Tefillah Shir momentarily. Shkoyach. Okay, I just need one new battery. Okay, beautiful. Okay, let me get it up on the screen. One second. I'm just trying to get the... Okay, could you see this? Yeah, you see it? Make it a little bigger. Yeah. No, okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.